Amy Milan is a member of the band Stars and Broken Social Scene.
Crying in the street made me believe you. The little town you left won't need to keep you.
You're listening to Amy Milan there from Stars' latest album, There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light. Amy Milan sings, she plays guitar and piano for her bands, but she's also exploring the technical side of music making, doing some engineering and producing. She helped engineer a few of the demos for this most recent album that you're listening to. But one thing that Amy noticed, there are very few women behind the boards in audio production, professionals or dabblers or otherwise, and she wants to do something about it. I asked Amy to take me back to what she remembered from the first time she walked into a recording studio.
Like a million knobs. And I still don't believe they all do something. You know, I just don't really buy it. I mean, it's a very special experience when you, it still is, you know, I still get that feeling that something magical is going to happen.
Magical, but were you the only woman that day, the first time you walked in there?
That's always the case.
Always.
It's always been the case. And if you look at the awards, like we have our kind of quote-unquote Grammys. It's always funny to say the Canadian comparisons of American things, but it's called the Junos. And if you look at like the history of the category of producer and engineer, generally 99% of all nominees and winners have been men.
All nominees and winners have been men, but that's reflecting the fact that behind the scenes, most of the board ops, most of the engineers, and the vast majority of the producers themselves are men. So what's behind that? Not just in Canada, obviously in the United States, there's a cultural divide here in music production and rock and roll. Why? Why are there no women in these fields?
Well, I mean, that's a huge question. I don't know if I can have all the answers to, but it is actually getting worse. Like there has been a 70% decline in women going into STEM type places and universities. So I think one of the reasons is representation. So it's the chicken or the egg thing, right? So it's like you don't see yourself there. So you don't even imagine yourself doing that. On the darker side, I think that sometimes harassment has played a part in kind of intimidating women out of the programs. But essentially, what I am trying to do is trying to see how we can change it. So I started working, talking to mostly this company called Women's Audio Mission out of San Francisco, and they're very inspiring, and they have been trying to change this for the past 17 years. Their big mission is to target young girls because they feel like that is the biggest payoff. Because kind of when you're in your 20s, you already have an idea of what you want to do. So they're trying to get girls between the ages of 13 and 17 into the control rooms and having experience there and getting inspired by that. And then they've since put thousands of women into the workforce.
So what is this for you, though, Amy? Is this just a question of, hey, I love doing this. This is so much fun. This is a great profession and more women and girls should be doing it? Or is it an issue of equality and equity for you? Or is it both of those things?
It's both of those things. But really, it kind of began by accident. Really, I'm quite lazy and I love to lunch. But I was at home in between tours and the Junos, which I was speaking of, put out on Twitter their latest nominees. This was back in 2015. So one of their campaigns was to put a photograph with each category. And every photograph that was coming up was all men. And I was actually really taken aback. I couldn't really believe it. And it was much different when you saw the actual photograph as opposed to just the names, I guess because I wasn't really paying attention to the names and photos have more of an effect. Mm. And so I was sitting at home, literally just folding laundry, and I just started re-tagging it, and I made a hashtag JunoSoMale, and it was right on the tail of Oscar So White. And so, I was just at home. Like, it's amazing the power of Twitter sometimes, because within an hour, every publication across the country had picked up my hashtag and put it along with announcing all the nominees. So it became an issue. They picked up on it and it was a hot button right away. I was on the phone with the head of Keras, who is the guy who runs the Junos, within 3 hours and talking about how we can make a change because it's so unbalanced and it really is about equity.
Right. So that means then that for you primarily, this is a question of equity.
Absolutely.
And a profession that you love and you'd like to see other women and girls enjoying it too.
Yeah, I think that it's when you walk into a room and you see both sexes represented, you feel like you're there. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if you do because you're a white guy. Right, so right. You see yourself everywhere. But
almost everywhere.
So, and also jobs. You know, it's important for women to have more opportunity to work.
Tell me a little bit about being a producer on a record. The artist comes in, she has a guitar, she has her songs written, she has a great voice. That's not the final product, usually, of what gets on a record.
What I love about production is actually tricks. Take, you know, a can and fill it with beans and then swirl it around your, and put a, like tons of different reverbs on it, and then it sounds like some kind of archaic drum. You know, those are the kind of things that I love to play with in the studio, and that's, I think, the most fun, being able to just go into a room filled with microphones and seeing which one that your voice loves. I mean, I don't know if you've chosen your own microphone for your job here, but have you?
No, I actually had pitched a more of a Fisher Price sound, kind of a children's
Fisher Price. Which can also be fun. Beck well, loves that stuff.
Yeah, I know he does, and they won't let me do it.
Yeah, so that's always really interesting to me to see how different voices work with different kind of microphones, and sometimes the cheaper ones actually fall in love with your voice more than Neumann will. But yeah, it's really just play. That's what's so fun about pop music.
So tell me a little more about Women's Audio Mission and exactly what they do to get all of these girls interested in engineering, mixing, and producing, and how they're getting them out into the world.
Well, so they started in San Francisco, and they have a few different programs that they do. One is Girls on the Mic, which inspires over 1,000 Bay Area girls between the ages of 11 and 18 a year to inspire them to do music production. They have studios within their house that they built, and then they also do core training, which provides certificates to women, older women between the ages of 19 and whoever wants to come to training and professional recording studios for 500 Bay Area women. And what I'm trying to do is get something WHAM-inspired in Canada. And the thing about these things is it always takes money, right? Like, it's always about funding. Being able to afford to bring the women from Women's Audio Mission to Canada, you know, put them up, find rooms that will allow them to record. So what I'm concentrating on right now is being able to find some different funding. And they're always looking for funding. So if you are just like, oh, I feel like giving my money away today, I would just inspire you to go to Women's Audio Mission online and donate. And yeah, so they basically put, you know, over 1,000 women in work for Google, for Tracy Chapman. Comedy Central. There's engineers that have hired through them. So they're just doing incredible work that is very inspiring to me.
Amy Milan with Stars and Broken Social Scene. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The clock chimes in an empty room. I can feel you moving away. Come out to the garden where the lilacs bloom. There is something that I need to say. I can draw your face from my memory. Tell the story behind every lie. I can beg you to stay, but that's not the way that I'm ever gonna make you mine. So is it just enough to know you love me, baby? Is it not enough?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.